This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama heads to New York's Tappan Zee Bridge today. The crumbling 60-year-old span across the Hudson River will be the backdrop for a speech on America's infrastructure. Barring action from Congress, a federal fund for road, bridge, and transit construction and repair is expected to run dry this August, something the administration argues could cost up to 700,000 jobs. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark breaks down that number.
Sure, there are the crews you see with hard hats who are actually fixing roads and building bridges. But those aren't the only jobs that depend on the so-called Federal Highway Trust Fund. There are also the people who manufacture all that steel and concrete used in the construction. And then there are all the jobs they support, says Robert Puentes of the Brookings Institution.
Everything from the food truck that's getting lunch for them to the guy that's cutting their hair.
The White House's Council of Economic Advisers says if you add all those jobs up, you get about 13,000 jobs for every $1 billion in federal highway and transit investment. The Highway Trust Fund spends more than $50 billion annually on projects, meaning it supports about 700,000 jobs. That's a low estimate, according to research by Standard & Poor's U.S. Chief Economist Beth Ann Bovino. And she says the thing about those jobs?
A lot of the jobs that are created with infrastructure spending are in the middle class.
Just the kind of jobs we've been mostly missing during the economic recovery. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.